We're going to go ahead and start today's pre-race media availabilities for Sunday's Auto Club 400. We are joined by Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 Credit One Bank Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing. We'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start with Kathy, and we'll go to Chase.
I mean, I was surprised. I thought I would feel the wind a lot more when I was out there, but I didn't feel too much of it. And I think when I made my single car run, you know, I felt a headwind down the front and maybe a tailwind down the back a little bit. So that was about the only time I could really feel the wind. I think when we get to qualifying, I think we'll get a better idea of what everybody's plans are as far as drafting and things like that. You know, I think the first round, if your car is good enough, you can make it without drafting. But then I think the next two rounds, you know, you'll need to get somewhat of a tow. So that's kind of the fun part about this package so far, is that you don't really know what to expect going to each, you know, practice session or qualifying or the race.
Go next to Bob, then to Jeff, then to Wolfgang.
Well, Bob Harkris, Fox Sports. Next week, Martinsville. After what you saw in October with Logano and Truex, does that change at all your thoughts of kind of what might be in bounds versus what might be out of bounds?
I don't know. I would just love to be in their position in the top two at the end of the race at Martinsville rather than like outside the top 20. So I don't know. I mean, I felt like Martin raced probably how I would have. So, you know, I would have been bitter also, but then you obviously, you know, with Joey making that move, it led him to win the championship. So I think it's a little different maybe earlier in the year than it is when you get to the playoff time, but it's short track racing, and you know, everybody's raised a little differently.
Jeff,
are you guys expecting tire wear to come into play even more than usual here? Like, are you thinking that it's going to be like a total tire management race?
I wouldn't say more than normal, but yeah, I mean, I still think car setup and yeah, you know, tire management will still be important, but I don't know if you'll be, you know, short pitting as much as we've done in the past here and things like that. You know, I think with a downforce you can maintain grip longer throughout a run. So yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be. I think the lower the downforce you have, the more, you know, you have to manage everything than now.
Go next to Wolfgang, then to Dustin, then to Claire, then to Lee.
Yeah, Wolfgang Munzer from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. I have a follow-up question from the first one with the wind situation. Is it difficult to set up the car, and does it affect the aero balance of the car?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, we've got a new engineer from this 78 last year, Jazzy, and it's been, you know, interesting to hear him talk, you know, each and every week about, you know, the wind and in what direction it's going and, you know, how that's going to affect the balance. So that's stuff that I've, you know, I guess thought about in the past, but never really thought about how it would affect setup and how the crew chiefs would have to go about setting up the car. But yeah, I mean, I think there's different things you can do to you know, adjust for the wind, but I'm not really sure what that is.
Dustin
Long, NBC Sports. Kyle, you're just talking about, I guess, kind of driver code or kind of how you treat other people. You know, if I remember right, I think early in your career, there were a lot of questions about you kind of being, in a sense, almost too nice in certain situations. And I just kind of wonder, as you've kind of evolved as a driver, how that code that you treat others or how that's adjusted, especially as the competition gets closer at times and aggression needs to be is rewarded a little bit more than maybe what it is, and how you feel like you've kind of changed or how you've had to adjust to how the sport has changed in during your career.
I don't really, at least since I've been here, I don't think the sport's changed as far as driver code and things like that. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't, I guess, yeah, I mean, 2000, I think, you know, like 16 and 17 and stuff like that is when people maybe were saying that, where I had more chances to win in 2017, so stood out more. But I don't know. I mean, I don't think I've changed really the way I go about racing for wins. I feel like I try to race with respect every lap of the race. So but then you can look at Chicago last year and I was more aggressive than I guess would have been in the past, or maybe it looked like I was, but I was okay with getting run into the next corner because I initiated it. So I feel like I have a good understanding I don't want to say what comes around goes around, but I wasn't upset then because I initiated it. So where I think when you look at, if you're comparing to Martin and Joey's deal, Martin raced him 100% clean, and then Joey, just got to his back bumper and moved him. So I don't know. It's just, like I said, everybody's raised and how they race a little different.
Thank you. Claire than the Lee.
Claire B. Lang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. I took a lot of calls from West Coast race fans in California, and they really are solid on you pulling off the win here. You got a lot of fans here in this part of the country, and you're very good at this track. How do you look at it? How do you look at your ability to pull something off here for the West Coast fans?
Yeah, I don't know. We won here a couple years ago, then ran second here last year. I got my first Xfinity win here. I think I've won two now Xfinity races at this track. I've gotten a pole, so it's been a good track for me. And it's somewhat close to home. It's California, Southern California. I'm from Northern, so it's still 6.5 hours or so from where I grew up. But yeah. And the Outlaws are out west right now, so you don't really get a whole lot of the sprint car fans that come here. But I still have a lot of Central California, Southern California sprint car fans that are here and walking through the garage and taking pictures and signing autographs of sprint cars that I've ran in the past. So it's cool to always have support anywhere you go to, but especially in your home state is nice. So yeah, I mean guess it gives me a little bit of extra motivation maybe to go out there and win for all the California people.
And on the aggressiveness, doesn't this package just sort of lend itself to you having to be more aggressive?
Maybe other people. I feel like I'm always really aggressive though, no matter what package. So restarts especially, it's hard to pass with any package you have. So you always have to take advantage of restarts, and that's somewhere I feel like I've been strong at. So I don't think I'm any more aggressive than I've been in the past.
Lee?
I'm getting your passion for New Zealand and the Kiwis. Did you have any thoughts over what happened last night in Christchurch?
What happened?
There was a mass shooting in Christchurch.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's the first I've heard of it. I thought you were going to ask about Western Springs stuff. So, that's terrible. Anytime that happens. So, like I said, I didn't even know that happened. I've been flying all late last night, so I didn't wake up and read anything this morning either. But it's just terrible. You don't want to read about that or hear about that anywhere. So I've never been down to Christchurch, but either way, you don't want to see that happen.
Additional questions for Kyle? Dustin?
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Kyle, can you put into perspective from your viewpoint Kyle Busch being close to 200 career NASCAR wins? Obviously, any type of path like that for you would be a lot more difficult because of the restrictions of what races you can run now, whereas obviously Kyle didn't have those for much of his career. But from a competitor who races a lot and has success, that to see somebody else or see what Kyle has done and raced against him, just the perspective from your viewpoint on that.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to see Kyle Busch win as much as anybody does, but it's just amazing to see how good he is in all types of series and race cars, and his win percentage it's unbelievable. With all the restrictions that you have now and the amount of races you can run, he still wins just as much, if not more. So, just for him to be as good as he is at every racetrack is pretty spectacular. You know, I think you can look at most drivers and pinpoint, you know, their best racetracks. And I don't really know if you can do that with Kyle Busch. You know, I think every racetrack's kind of his best track. So, yeah, for him, you know, to be, you know, one win away from 200 in, you know, I think people can have your opinions on where it stacks up against Richard, but either way, it's amazing. And, he's definitely not, he's still got a long career left. You know, he's still really young. So, there's no telling how many wins he could end up with before he retires someday.
We're going to come down here to your left.
How you doing, Kyle?
Good.
Joe Britt, Gotcha Racing, Southern California. When you're traveling at 180 plus, how do you manage not to scrape that number one turn, that wall over there?
I don't know. I mean, it's no different than any turn one that we race at, you know, each and every week. So I don't know. We've all been doing it a long time. So it's not like at 180 miles an hour going in a straight line, it's not hard to control. You could go 180 in a straight line too. So, but I don't know. I think just as your tires wear out, it gets a little tougher and each lap gets harder, but, we're professionals. So it's just part of the job. Yeah.
Go next to Bob.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. Have you guys talked as a team how in the world not to beat yourselves? Or do you just say, okay, mistakes happen and you don't talk about them?
No, we talk about them. You know, we haven't had the greatest last 3 weeks when it comes to execution. So we just try and learn from it and talk about it and figure out how to not make that mistake again. So, you know, I think, yeah, I mean, I think I only had one speeding penalty last year, and then I sped Atlanta. And then the pit road penalty we had at Vegas, I mean, call could have gone either way. And then last week, yeah, I mean, that was kind of embarrassing in qualifying. So we've never made that mistake before. So you just got to learn from your mistakes. And you know, this series is so tough that you have to be perfect all week long. You know, from Friday to Sunday, you can't make any mistakes. And you got to make all the right decisions and just to try and maximize your potential of winning. So putting us back starting 31st last week hurt us in the stages. The pit road penalty at Vegas, you know, killed our stage points. So we could have a lot more points right now and be, you know, up in the top three or four in points, but we didn't do a great job. So just got to clean that stuff up. But I'm confident our team can do that. You know, we've shown in the past that we can execute. So just got to clean it up a little bit.
Kyle, thanks for taking the time to join us, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks.